Hello, hello, and welcome to Self-Care is Sexy. My name is Chris, and I'll be your host. We are a weekly podcast that's here to generate and share self-care ideas with each other. Last week, we talked all about boundary setting. I gave you guys some tips and tricks on how to start boundary setting, what to watch for, and real-time actionable ways to make it a little bit easier. Now this week, I'm going to bring you an amazing interview that I did with Miss Katrina Hayes. She is a mother, an autism activist, a fitness cheerleader, and a down-to-earth real-life coach. She's got some really awesome giveaways at the end of the show, including a 14-day free subscription to Beachbody On Demand, where you can access different workouts just for you that you can get on your TV, your tablet, or smartphone. So you'll have no excuses not to get that self-care workout in. But before we get to Katrina and her amazing story, I have a few quick housekeeping notes. First of all, I want to take a quick moment and acknowledge this awesome thing that you're doing right now. If you're listening to the show, it proves that you are someone who takes action. You believe that self-care is important, and maybe you're just looking for some new ideas, and maybe self-care is kind of hard for you. Or maybe you know someone who's been on the show and wanted to check it out for yourself. No matter how you found us, I want you to be proud of yourself for taking time out of your day to fill yourself with positivity and new information. If this is your first time listening, or if you've listened to every single episode, I'm asking you today, once you've listened to this episode, please take the 2 minutes to write a review on iTunes, share the show on the social medias, or tell a friend about Self-Care is Sexy. I need your guys' help to spread this show around so that it can help anyone out there who needs a reminder that self-care is sexy. Let's support each other in putting ourselves first. Let's help each other by celebrating when we do put our needs first. And that's all I ask from you. If you've ever been encouraged or found any of the information I've brought to you helpful, I just ask that you tell me what you think. This is a community that you are now a part of just by listening. So thank you so much in advance for sharing the show. Next up, if you're looking for some more ways to tap into self-care other than just listening, you can hit us up on Facebook. We've got events, discussions, and share all about self-care. You can find us at www.facebook.com/permissionforselfcare. Look for the little pink heart and all the info is there. All right, last but not least, most of you already know that Self-Care is Sexy is hosting a hashtag contest. Anytime you use the hashtag selfcareissexy, you're entering yourself into a drawing for a Self-Care is Sexy care package. It includes bath goodies, a t-shirt, a passion planner, and some other amazing giveaways. So share your stories of self-care on the social medias and enter to win. All right, you guys, today I'm bringing you Katrina Hayes. Katrina is an award-winning autism advocate, speaker, and actress. Above all, she is a positive change ambassador with a vision to empower as many people as possible and be that voice of hope for the youth, ultimately leaving this world in a better state than when she first entered it. As a dedicated community leader, she speaks to legislators about various community issues and serves as a coach for Girls on the Run. Formerly, she served as guardian ad litem for abused and neglected children. Katrina even participated in a public service announcement for the volunteer organization Active Good. During her free time, and really any time, Katrina enjoys a good belly laugh, books, and fitness. But her loved ones are and will forever be the number one. Katrina is the loving mother and sister of two beautiful souls with autism who inspire her to be her best self every single day. Please enjoy this amazing interview with Miss Katrina Hayes.
Well, first of all, Katrina, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to chat with us about self-care tonight. I really appreciate it. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners and tell us just a little bit about your incredible work that you're doing.
My name is Katrina Hayes. I reside in Cary, North Carolina, and I have two hats. One is of an autism advocate and speaker, and the other is a fitness coach. You are probably wondering how those two go hand in hand. Well, I became interested in fitness after I had my son. I was introduced to some workouts, And it's very interesting because I noticed the workouts would be key to me being able to hold it all together. And then my son was diagnosed with autism a couple of years after that. When it comes to being the mother of an autistic child, there are a lot of factors which can put a lot of pressure on you as far as obtaining services and making sure that they're being educated in a proper environment. So exercising was always my release for those type of things. And 2 years ago, I decided to become a fitness enthusiast.
What would you say a fitness enthusiast is?
So what I do is I basically help women come together and get really crystal clear vision for their fitness journey. I uncover hidden challenges that may be sabotaging with their success, and basically I get them up and running so they can see results.
What do you think is the number one thing that sabotages people's goal to be fit?
Oh, my goodness. The number one, time is one of the issues. But the way I combat that is I get my workouts done early in the morning. So I have a morning routine. It consists of prayer, meditating, reading some inspirational quotes, and I exercise. So that's how I can handle the demands of the day. A lot of people, I would say the number one deterrent is mindset.
Ooh, and good one.
We can be our own worst enemy at times. And when I say mindset, it is, a lot of times I run into clients who have difficulty with emotional eating, and I sure can relate to that. And ways that you can combat emotional eating is things like writing down what you're eating and writing down how you're feeling at that moment. So if you can bring that self-awareness to what's going on at that moment, you can prevent a lot of mindless eating. Another thing is your environment can be a detriment. Toxic friends, negativity. I hardly ever watch the news because the news is plagued with so much negativity. And I find that that brings my energy level down. If I can control those external things in my environment, I am able to operate from a more centered place. Another example, you know, today I went to the grocery store and I saw that they have these bottled waters with these sayings on it, like, you rock, you rule, I'm your biggest fan, smile is contagious. And so I was like, you know what, we're going to pick this up because this is just another, it's the weirdest thing. But it's all, in my house, it's all about having an environment that's conducive to your mental health.
I love the idea of, you know, there are small things that we can do to control our environment. There's a lot of things we can't control, right? Like, we can't control the pressures from work and our families and things like that. But having these positive little messages around your house via the water bottles, you can control that.
Another real-world example is today about 1 o'clock, I found out that a family member had passed. And I immediately was like, okay, I have a lot to do today. I haven't worked out. And you know what? Right now, I don't really feel like working out. And I almost shut myself down from feeling anything. And this is what I say, we can be our own worst enemy. But then I was like, how is that going to serve the moment? How is that going to serve the day? So you know what I did? I felt the feeling. I felt it intensely for maybe 3 to 5 seconds. I wept. And then I said, okay, this has happened, but my day is going to go on. The next thing I did, I got on the treadmill. That was a workout. I usually cannot go any higher than a 1 at max 2% incline. I was on a 4 incline today in my at 4.4, and I usually can't go above 3.8. So
you definitely took it out on the treadmill. Wow.
And after that, I felt amazing. I was in my power because I didn't let, you know, it happened. There's nothing I can do about it. But my day shifted. It could have went so much more differently if I would have shut my feelings down and withheld.
So what are some ways that you have been able to cultivate this incredible mindset with all these really difficult pressures, including loss of a family member one just today?
The first thing is awareness. Becoming aware involves being present. I knew how I was feeling. I knew I was shutting down, and it comes with practice. It's been a long journey. So it doesn't happen overnight, but the more you practice, the better you get at it, and it'll become second nature. So it was just becoming aware of my feelings, me becoming aware that I was trying to block it out for those couple of seconds, and then course self-correcting. Then I pretty much shortened the time from disbelief to acceptance. If we can get to acceptance of a matter, that helps tremendously. When I heard my son had, when I got the diagnosis that he had autism, I could feel that in the pit of my stomach. And I have a brother with autism, so I was in a bit of a denial stage. And you feel it, and you grieve, and then you say, this can either bring me down or this can make me better. That is my choice. When you get to that acceptance, you can proceed. You're clear. You're clear. You're not flooded with emotions, so you can make decisions from a better place. And then the third step is just taking action, just choosing. How do I want this moment to play out? And that for me was I could decide not to do anything, decide to cancel my phone call with you, or I could do what I did. I felt it, I got up and worked out, and I had a pretty productive day.
Wow. That is just incredible. And I want to thank you so much, more so now than ever, for taking the time to be a part of this. When you first learned about your son's diagnosis, Was it challenging for you at first to figure out how to, you know, make sure he has the right services, make sure that all of their needs are being met and getting them to doctors and appointments and stuff? Was it really challenging in the very beginning for you?
You know what? I was always told that that first year when the child is being diagnosed, that first year is the most challenging. Mm. However, it wasn't the most challenging for me. And I tell you why. Because I have a brother with autism. And I pretty much, I was going to IEP meetings. I was taking my brother along with me at places that I went. I was familiar with the symptoms. And I surrounded myself. It's a miracle that I was blessed with a really good early intervention team. it was stellar. there were things that I had to do. For example, I had to go through 4 or 5 occupational therapists to find that one. But once I found that one that was a good fit and worked well with my son, he excelled. So there were some things that I had to do, but it was easy because I got to that acceptance and I took action.
I really love this concept of that you've brought up twice now, the concept of acceptance and then action. Do you think that it's just been practice of those two philosophies that's given you the ability to handle such large life challenges so well?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know what? This is not my knowledge. I always say everyone needs a coach. And I've had coaches in my life to help me during the times where I've gone through my low points. Surrounding yourself with support and a good team. And I have been blessed to course paths with people who were able to share their knowledge with me and get me to the point that I am today. And I think that's what has been an impetus for me wanting to have people get to that level and that point.
The benefits of having a coach as opposed to just trying to change on your own?
That's a great question. The benefit of a coach is, for one, you have someone to be accountable for. If we're going at it on our own, it's a challenge to stay motivated. Another thing is you can learn from the coach's mistakes, and that will facilitate your results. Other benefits of having a coach is, that support system.
Have you had like a life coach before or a fitness coach?
I've had many coaches to think about. I've had teachers who didn't have a title of a coach, but they imparted some knowledge in me that led to a transformation. So I do have a coach I work with, wonderful woman. She was more so on the business side of things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because she taught me things in a business capacity. However, a lot of her information I was able to take into my advocacy work and build and grow from there. And one of the things I've learned from her is to honor your values. And that ties in wonderfully to this topic of self-care. Because once you determine your values, you can align your thoughts, your words, and actions with those values. So, for example, she had us list out our top values. And my values were fun, communication, charity, respect, trust, and safety. Those are the values. When all of those are in place, I am the happiest. And so she taught me that if you honor those values and live those out, you will be able to handle pretty much anything that comes your way.
Oh, wow. So I was wondering if you could share with us a little bit about the advocacy work that you're doing.
So with my advocacy work, our tagline is, we are where education meets communication. And pretty much I consult parents on their rights. I help them write letters. I attend IEP meetings so they can get the services that their children need.
So, Katrina, with all this going on, with having to balance the different meetings and all of the you know, advocacy that you have to do surrounding your own child, helping others who are going through the same situation as you, and making fitness a priority, how do you ever find time to take care of yourself?
Oh, my gosh. My morning routines. My morning routines keep me level-headed. So it's that recently I did – I noticed that I was feeling a bit off-center like the end of last year. And Oprah Winfrey and Deepak Chopra had this 21-day meditation, and it was amazing. And just that, yes, that alone was able to get me back on track. So it's things like that, my meditating, getting the fitness in early in the morning. If I don't get it done in the morning, I will fit it in sometime during the day. But it's that routine, those things that we often say, we can put that on the back burner, or, you know, I'll do it later. But those things matter the most, because they help me honor myself. They help my mind, my body, and my spirit. That way I'm able to tackle whatever comes at me during the day.
I love that, because I think so many people, they don't have a routine set up. They just sort of, hope that, or they say to themselves, someday I'll get the time to myself to do these things that I like to do, or recharge my batteries or whatnot. And I just wanted to mention that I will definitely look up that 21-day meditation, and I'll make sure to, absolutely, that sounds great. Anything Oprah touches is gold in my mind, so
yes.
I'm going to check it out for sure.
All hail to Oprah.
Uh-huh. Well, Katrina, if our listeners wanted to connect with you, or if they wanted maybe some more help, maybe they're experiencing some challenges with their children's diagnosis, and they just maybe need some support, how will our listeners be able to connect with you?
Well, if the parents would like to get in contact with me on the advocacy end, I have a website that is www.speakupadvocacy.com. And on the fitness side, I am going to offer the listeners a free 30-minute session where we can get crystal clear on your fitness journey and uncover those hidden challenges that may be sabotaging success. And so they can go ahead and get motivated, re-energized, and inspired to, you know, take action. And they will be able to email me at www.autismfitmom@gmail.com for that. So that's a free 30-minute session.
And I'll make sure to have a link to both the speakupadvocacy.com, and I'll have your email address on there as well.
Okay. And also, I have another freebie for the listeners, and that is a free 14-day trial to Beachbody On Demand. That
Ooh.
Is another way. Yes! So there's no excuses. all you have to do is, it's accessible from your TV, your smartphone, your computer, your tablet. So you'll be able to get it in, and there are like over 30 workout programs for you to choose from. So there's something for everyone.
Wow. I'm really looking forward to that for sure. Well, thank you so very much. I am so inspired, not only by all the incredible work that you're doing, but the fact that you persevered through one of the biggest life challenges we will face, which is the loss of a loved one. So I'm so sorry for your loss, and I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us this evening. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Wow, you guys, after just listening to that show again during post, I was so blown away by her positivity and ability to take on anything. This woman is a powerhouse. And if you want that free 30-minute fitness coaching session she talked about, where you can get crystal clear on your journey and uncover what's preventing you from the fitness level you really want and deserve, you can shoot Katrina an email. It's autismfitmom@gmail.com. Or you can check out her website. It was www.speakupadvocacy.com. Another freebie that she mentioned was that 14-day trial to Beachbody On Demand, which you guys should really check out. It's pretty cool. You can access all kinds of different workouts on the go from your phone, the TV, or the tablet. You can access that offer by going to www.beachbody.com/autismfitmom. That's it for this week, you guys. Thank you so much for joining me. If you have a story you'd like to share and want to be on the show, send me an email. It's Chris, K-R-I-S, @selfcareissexy.com. Okay, guys, we've got some really great content coming your way, so stay tuned. And remember that self-care is sexy. We're giving you permission to put yourself first.